Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. We back in the building. This is your brother, Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotep, Habariyani, and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Mufasa Ra.
Walaikum salam, brother, and we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back in the building here at Collective Minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So we back, family. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for joining us again. We appreciate you. We here. We got a great show lined up, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. And before we get started, like always, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for the family?
I had a great week. No announcements. Well, I do want to give a shout out to my mom and my nieces. Happy birthday to them. So that's really the only announcement. Just another week of progress and hard work like everybody else.
Yes, indeed. Let's get it. Shout out to them Virgos. And my brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And
yes.
You got any announcements for the family?
Hey, y'all. I had a productive week as well. And I want to say my birthday shout out to the family also. Let me get in on some of that love. Happy birthday. And
yes, indeed.
I also want to say, you can make the announcement that yesterday, September 12th, marked the 67th wedding anniversary of the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his lovely wife, Khadija Farrakhan, Mother Khadija Farrakhan.
Salute.
67 years of marriage. I mean, that's longer than us on this line. It's longer than we've been alive.
Facts.
You know, so
facts.
You know, definitely that's a beautiful thing. And on that day, his granddaughter got married. Her name is Dr. Ruqueya Farrakhan. She was married to Mr. Jeffrey Muhammad, and what a way to celebrate their wedding anniversary by being in the presence of that granddaughter, being married to her lovely fiance. And so yesterday was a beautiful day. If anybody interested want to take a look at that, you can go on noi.org and check the webcast. It should be still available because it viewed from NOI website last night. So, yeah, it was beautiful. Hopefully they'll be together 67 years as well or more.
You hear me? Yes, indeed. That's a beautiful thing. Yes. So shout out to them. You dig? That's beautiful. 67 years. That's a long time. But yeah, just want to reiterate, you know, to the Virgos, shout out to my moms, to my wife, and to my girls, my baby girls. Once again, another happy birthday. The Virgos have always held me down, so. Salute to the Virgos. It's y'all season. I know it's about to wrap up, and we about to head into Libra season. But until then, you know, shout out to the Virgos, you dig? So, yeah, family, we back. We decided to switch it up a little bit for the fam. You know, we've been kind of going hard on politics, but here at Collective Minds, we, you know, try to have a range of topics that we discuss with the family. So this week, just to switch gears a little bit, we decided to talk about what are some new and upcoming investment opportunities for 2020 and beyond. As you know, most people know, with the COVID and the coronavirus, this has been an unprecedented year. There's been a lot of things moving fast. We've seen the economy crash back in March, and it did make a recovery, right? But it did crash for a period of time. So we're asking the family, you know, what do you think are some good new, upcoming, it could be old, investment opportunities that maybe the family can look into, you know, to prepare ourselves for 2020 and beyond. Like I said, it looks like with everything going on that the world, you know, may be going to, you know, move into a digital currency, right? And we see that technology is the new way. We see a lot of things where they talk about automation with jobs where they may have less people working at these stores. You see grocery stores, you know, with the self-checkout and all that. So a lot of things are moving. We are in one of those pivotal times. It seems like this could be the biggest, you know, wealth transfer in history that we are right at the beginning of. So we just want to have a conversation with the family, you know, as far as investments go. So give us a call. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport, and we welcome all input and questions that you may have. The number is 929-477-1697. And just before we get started, I do want to offer this disclaimer as well. You know, we are not professional investment experts, so we encourage the family to please do your own research. And, you know, you should only invest what you can afford to lose. So I just want to put that disclaimer out there. And, yeah, we can get started with the show. All right. So, yeah, we're going to go to Rigel first, and then we'll hit our brother Mufasa, then we'll hit the call lines. From where you sit and where you stand, your point of view, your bird's eye view, Queen Rigel, you know, what do you think, you know, about some investment opportunities, you know, for 2020 and moving forward?
I would highly recommend to try to get involved in whatever you can, because you need multiple streams of income. So
that's a fact. That's a fact.
As much as you can, as much as you can handle mentally and financially and physically, do it. Don't be afraid to invest that money. Think creatively.
Right.
A lot of things that's up and coming, some things are not really so new. It's more so that they may have just been reinvented or they evolved to adjust for current times. So you heard us speak, we did a show about Bitcoin. So cryptocurrency is definitely an investment outlet that I would recommend looking into, as well as the stock
right.
market and trade. Look into that. Get involved with trading and getting stocks. Those things, unfortunately, is in our community, I don't think we tap into that enough. And I think we should definitely be on our radar. Stocks and trades. Also, you got the real estate, the new creative reinvention with that is the Airbnb. You know, nowadays you can get a little property and, you know, put money into it. You know, so look into these types of options. I think anytime you're thinking about a business adventure or anything like that, it's always investment. So look at what you're
right.
doing to trying to be creative and think of new ways to make money. Look at it as an investment, because that's essentially what it is, you know. So what else? Cars. I would always recommend cars. I've been in the car industry since my 20s. I own two dealerships. So that's a good investment. You know, so when you think investment, it doesn't have to be just like stocks and trades. Any
right.
business opportunity that you are doing for yourself is an investment. So
that's right.
Start a business. You know, right now it's a prime opportunity for people that want to start businesses. Look into it. Get into starting a business. Invest. And
that's right.
I think I can leave it there for now. I'll get a floor to the others.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, family. Some great points. You know, she said invest in businesses. That's always good. And then you do got to look at it like, you know, you're investing in yourself and in your family first and foremost. So by investing in yourself, you know, starting a business is a great way to not only generate some capital, but, you know, to invest in yourself and your family for the long term. So, great points. All right, now Brother Mufasa, you know, what do you think are some good investment opportunities that the family could take a look at for 2020 and moving forward?
All right. Well, before I go into that, it was something that I meant to bring up earlier in the announcements, too. It's a website called change.org. You reminded me of this when you were talking. When you was mentioning how we had been talking about politics. It's a website called change.org. This Tuesday, they'll be going virtually. It says, join us virtually on Tuesday to learn easy ways you can get involved in the 2020 presidential election, with special remarks from Tom Hanks. So if anybody's interested in that, if voting is your thing and that's what you want to do, but there's other things you can look at also on their website at change.org. They are interactive in a lot of different things. But if you want to learn more about ways you can vote, check that out, change.org, and you can look on to that virtually Tuesday. So going back into the investment talk, what I want to say is I'm definitely in agreement that you want to invest into stocks. You want to invest your money into. Look, the thing is, the talk is that the fiat currency is probably going to eventually be done. We don't know how soon. We don't know when.
Right.
But this paper
right.
money could soon be gone. So,
right.
yes, you definitely want to learn more about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, other ways you can move your money electronically. You need to get involved with that. I want to say, if anybody on here has Cash App, if you don't have Cash App, I suggest you download that, go to your Play Store, your iPhone, whatever they call it on iPhone. I don't do iPhone, so I don't know what it's called, the iStore, iCloud, whatever. but I
right.
have the Play Store. You can download Cash App. Download that into your phone. If you already have it, when you go on the Cash App, they may have ways simple ways you can invest in stock via your Cash App. Once you go on there, there's a section that it's a little squiggly line at the bottom. You hit on it, and that goes to what's called stocks. Called investing. It's an investing page, and there's a little tab there that you can go back and forth between stocks and Bitcoin. Now, on the stocks page, I'm not sure if it's on Bitcoin yet. I'll check it as I'm already letting you guys know. But on the stocks, if you scroll straight down, there's a little section called My First Stock. If you click on the Learn More, it is a lot of information that makes it simple information to teach you about investing. You know, so I advise you to go on there go to My First Stock, you hit enter, and there's simple techniques that walk you through, you know, what investment is all about. You know, it explains like what gains are, you know, just simple things that you may not have, that you may not even be aware of when it comes to stocks. Because sometimes that can scare people, you know, investing. People don't know anything about that. So
right.
That's a tool that you can use to kind of get yourself going and learn something about that. As far as Bitcoin go, I'm checking it now. Bitcoin section has the same thing. So you can, the tab that's at the top, you can just swipe that over to Bitcoin, scroll down to the bottom, and it's a section that says My First Bitcoin, Learn More. So
right.
You can hit that and learn more about Bitcoin. So also, like I said, with Cash App, I use it all the time, personally, for business. I've had a lot of success with the app. You know, I've heard people that have said, you know, some bad things about it. They've had issues with it. I personally haven't had any problems with it. It's an easy way to transfer money to and fro. So I would download that. And like I said, look at those two tools at the bottom. Just to get yourself, if you want to read and get yourself up to speed on investing in stocks and Bitcoin, some tools there that can help you out. And I'll
all right,
you, brother.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate that, bro. God, you hear me? Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. So, family, if you're just joining us, we are talking about what are some good investments for 2020 and beyond. Again, a disclaimer, just want to say, encourage the family to please do your own research. You know, we are not professional investors. You have to do your own due diligence and do your own research. Now, with that being said, we'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. But family, you know, when it comes to finances and investing and money, really, you know, this society has done us a disservice, right? Because they don't teach us about finances. They don't teach us really about money, currency, how it works, and how it moves and shapes economies, right? So that's number one. Number two, when it comes to these banks, you know, a lot of people may have a savings or a bank account, right? You put $1,000 in the bank, you come back in 1 year, how much you gonna have in a bank account? If you got a good bank, you may have $1,002 if you're getting a good return. But the savings and returns on these, I mean, the return on these savings account with these banks is like 0.001 to 2 to 5%, right? So you're not getting much of a return. So they've been telling us you need to save. But just saving money is not going to get you rich, right? Just saving money is not going to create wealth, you know, generational wealth. Because when you just save money in the bank, you're not getting a return. And if you wanted to borrow money, they're going to charge you more interest to borrow the money than you are if you put into a savings account, right? So that's kind of the trick that we've been under, and I've learned this, you know, over the last few years, that just saving money is not going to cut it. You want to put your money into an instrument that's going to appreciate over the years. And we just mentioned, you know, a few things that you can use to do that. Again, you have to do your own research on all of these things. Bitcoin is a major one. Now, just to talk about Bitcoin real quick, and we'll get to the call lines in a second, family. Bitcoin has outperformed almost every asset within the last 10 to 15 years. Well, let's say 10 years, because it's only been around since 2008. But the return on investment, the ROI on Bitcoin since it has started, is 7,529%. That is ridiculous, right? And for those that don't know what Bitcoin is, let me just give a quick breakdown. Bitcoin is a completely decentralized digital
cryptocurrency. Decentralized means that it's not regulated by a person, it's not regulated by a body. It's decentralized, and it runs on a blockchain that multiple users can verify the Bitcoin transactions. Unlike the U.S. dollar that you can hold in your hand or in your bank account, there is no central authority or centralized payment system controlling Bitcoin. Instead, Bitcoin operates in a peer-to-peer network that allows anyone in the world to send and receive Bitcoin without a middleman, like a bank, central bank, or payment processor. Although there are thousands of cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin was the very first cryptocurrency created on October 31st, 2008, by a person or group of people under the name Satoshi Nakamoto. And we did a show on Bitcoin that kind of goes into detail on that. But basically, Bitcoin is like digital gold. It is an asset. It is a store of value. When it first started, Bitcoin was like pennies on a dollar. Okay, now as of today, Bitcoin price is at $10,322, give or take. So we're talking about pennies to $10,000 per Bitcoin. Okay, and the all-time high for Bitcoin, it actually got up to $20,000 in 2017. And a lot of people say that, yeah, it's going to hit $20,000 again and possibly get up to $50,000, $100,000. But what makes Bitcoin so attractive is, again, it's decentralized, so no one particular person controls it. And also, there is a finite number of Bitcoins that will ever be produced, right? So that makes it more attractive because there will only be 21 million Bitcoins ever produced in the world, right? So if you're one of those people that have a Bitcoin, once the supply, gets going, then it's going to be worth a lot of money because you'll be a select few of only 21 million people to own a Bitcoin. So that's one thing that I would highly suggest that the family look into. And with Bitcoin, again, you have cryptocurrencies. There's about 100 and over 100 something cryptocurrencies. Some of the more popular ones are Ethereum, which has a platform that a lot of cryptocurrencies are built around. You have Litecoin, you have Ripple, and there's so many others that I can encourage the family to look into. Okay, another investment that I would suggest looking into, again, you can look into the stock market, okay? If you were to invest in the stock market, you see a lot of times that they say the stock market goes up and down, but one thing about the stock market is it always recovers, and typically you're going to get at least a 10% return if you invest in the stock market. Another thing to invest in or look into would be the Forex market, which stands for foreign exchange, okay? And that is basically trading currencies. You have the U.S. dollar versus the different currencies of the world, and you can trade those currencies and make money whether the currency goes up or it goes down. And I would encourage the family to look into Forex. Also, precious metals. You have silver, you have gold, you have platinum, and different commodities that you can invest in. The thing about silver and gold is they always hold value, right? Even when the dollar goes down or the dollar crashes, a lot of safe havens are in the precious metals like silver and gold. And real quick, the basis of building wealth, in my opinion, for the family would be life insurance, right? Life insurance protects your family. It protects your income. It protects your assets that you have. So family,
the basis of all this talk of investment and everything would be life insurance. In case something happens to, you know, yourself or a loved one, you can protect your family with the life insurance policy. And believe it or not, there's a lot of different rates that are reasonable. You can, you know, you can make monthly payments and you can get a nice policy for your family in the event, you know, that something happens. So I would definitely encourage the family, if you don't have life insurance, to look into life insurance and, you know, make that a priority in order to, you know, protect your wealth and protect your income and your family. So, yeah, I can leave it right there for now. But again, look into the different avenues that we just suggested. And YouTube is a great asset. Okay, you can find a lot of information on YouTube as far as investing. Again, our brother mentioned Cash App. You can go to Cash App and invest. There's another app called Acorns where you can go to invest. You have Robinhood where you can go to invest in stocks and crypto. There's also Coinbase. If you're talking about crypto and Bitcoin, you can go to Coinbase. You have Binance, which is another app you can use for crypto. So all these apps and resources are out here, family, but you do have to put in a little work and do your own research to investigate and do your due diligence on what is available, okay? So, yeah, I'm going to leave it right there, family. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. We are talking investments and, you know, how to invest moving forward for 2020 and beyond. All right, y'all want to hit the call lines? See what the fam talking about?
Invest in yourself, people.
That's right. That's right.
Look at it like that.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Roger, you just reminded me of something else. Before you go to the call lines, man, I wanted to, when you said invest in yourself, let me pull this up just to make sure I read it correctly. Because the callers might know about this and may want to check in on it also. But there was a story that came out yesterday about 19 black families who bought nearly 97 acres of land in Georgia to create a city safe for black people.
Right.
So you say investing in yourself?
That.
Yeah. Check out that story. You know, I won't go into details right now, but you can pull that up. 19 families investing into land in Georgia. It was spearheaded by two black women. I think one name is a real estate agent. Her name is Ashley Scott. So, yeah, check that story out as well, family.
All right. Okay. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
All right. We got to hit the call line. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment? Area code 314-381. Call you there?
Yeah, once you unmuted me.
Peace. We got you on.
How you doing?
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, these people that bought that land, so they say can't nobody, no other ethnic group can live in their community. Are they going to have it safe?
No, I don't think they said that. That would be illegal, right?
Yeah, it would be. They could have some real tough kick-butt policing. That would make it safe. That's what you want.
Yeah, I do know the lady who started it. He was going through some trauma. And she said when she went to therapy, she found out that her trauma was related to the, you know, the 400 years of oppression that black people have had to suffer through in this country. And that's what led her down this path of creating a safe space for black people. Now, I agree with you, Carl. I mean, I don't know what the legal ramifications going to be of how you can just keep this as space just for these black people, but that's apparently that's the goal. So, like I say, everybody, I can look into that story some more.
Maybe.
And,
is dedicated to that, but maybe some people, you know, they may welcome
well, it'd be good
people.
To watch and see what happens. Yeah, there's other places. Some of them settlements in Oklahoma still exist, like Taft and Boole. And North Carolina, you got Soul City, the original Nixon built for Harvey Gantt and McKissick, Floyd McKissick. You got across
yeah, okay,
the river, Brooklyn.
So,
Brooklyn was
yeah,
a black
I'm
settlement.
Down, yeah, I'm down to invest in some real estate. You can't go wrong with some real estate.
This is true.
And I can't understand you guys, though, really. You're talking about investments in things that's going to appreciate. But you anti-Trump. You pro-Biden who say he's going to do away with tax reforms and raise taxes.
No, no.
Huh?
We're not pro-Biden over here.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Now.
I'm not pro-Biden. I'm not pro-Biden.
I had to take a step back.
Now, you know, I speak for myself here. Trump is my cat. That's my cat. So, this brother Mufasa talking. Trump, my dude.
Man,
no
my forehead starts sweating and everything else on that one.
No, I'm not pro Biden. This is brother Kev. I am not pro Biden. Let's be clear.
Yeah, Trump don't reduce income taxes. He reduced capital gain taxes. And he done away with death taxes. And y'all. And people are talking about they wanted to get rid of him and become entrepreneurs and business people. That's counterproductive. But anyway, you know, you said something else too. Now, here's the thing with cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency was not designed to be held and then sell it when it doubled and tripled its value. It was designed, like you made mention, people could do trades with one another
right.
And pay
money.
Yeah, and pay in that tender and without going through banks and the SWIFT codes and all those things. But people did buy it at 29 cents and turn around and sell it when it got up to 8,000. Or those that was happy haulers held on it when it got up to 19 and sold it. And but you know, much of that time, this period is gone, man. I think that's gonna live this peak. And I tell you what I'll do. I'll send you a breakout of what one young black woman did. She was buying $100 worth of coins every chance she got, and she ended up making about $300,000 off of the stuff when she sold so at that time.
So are you saying that people? If they buy it, they should keep it, or are you saying that people should stay away from their coin? Which one are you saying?
Well, I don't know what people want to do. I thought that Bitcoin was a cryptocurrency. Now, you got to buy it with American dollars. You don't get around that, unless you're in Japan, but, you know, still. But you got to go on a currency exchange like Kraken or Coinbase, like you made mention, and I imagine they have changed lately. You got to give them all that information because all your transactions are going to be reported to the IRS. And you got to get
and that's true. On Coinbase, they do report your earnings, but there's a few other exchanges like Binance. That are offline and not regulated, but Coinbase is regulated. But again, you know, people got to do their own research on that.
Yeah, they got to do their own research. You can tie bank accounts into it if you want to, and all. If you want to tie bank accounts into it, then you got to do the reporting. It's best to do things on the up and up. You see how that silly infidel T.I. now he's in trouble on the very same thing.
What happened
with Bitcoin? And some investment scam or scheme. He's in trouble with the SEC. And let me tell y'all something.
I heard about that.
Y'all know how bad the IRS is, right? That SEC is 10 times worse than the IRS.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
regulates them.
Right.
They come in your house and go in your refrigerator. You can't do nothing.
Right. That's the Securities and Exchange Commission that he's referring to, the SEC.
Now, let me tell you,
go ahead.
A good stock, being that GM is supposed to supply the battery from Nikola in their electric trucks. GM is selling for $30.46 now. They say it's going to double. But you need to learn how to do option trading, too, which is a whole lot
right.
more lucrative. And
right.
TD Ameritrade, with their Think and Swim platform, which allows you
right.
to have practice accounts until you learn how to do those things. Now, these
right.
brokerage houses won't allow you to do certain, enter into certain positions until you prove to them that you know what you're doing. That's the safety aspect in it. And normally, they'll let you use a practice account. And when you have accumulated about $25,000 in profits from utilizing that practice account, then they'll let you get into, let you enter into some of the more advanced trades. And it's a good thing because you learn it.
Let me ask you something real quick, brother. To break it
right.
down to, you know, a first timer, say myself or anyone listening. Well, that's what you just said. What is the first step? Is it a site that you need to go to? How do you get information on that? How do you get involved in it?
You know Durant?
Yes.
You know Brother Durant in the Nation?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very well.
Talk to him because I worked with them a long time ago and still work with him and Butch every now and then. So talk to Durant.
Okay, I will do. And
yeah.
I'll give
okay.
him that information later.
Okay. All right. Well,
yes,
you guys
indeed.
Go ahead and continue your show. I appreciate it. And enjoy yourself.
Yes,
and by all means, be careful. Be safe.
Yes. Yes, indeed. You do the same, brother.
Thank
you.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Peace, peace. He brought up some good points. You definitely want to do things on the up and up because you're dealing with funds. You're dealing with you know, when you talk about investing, you're dealing with a regulated field by the SEC. But what's happened is a lot of things have become available to the average person because of the internet. So we live in a dynamic time because before, you know, your average person, you were not allowed to really invest into stocks or into Forex market or these other things because, one, you needed a broker and you needed a physical person who was a broker, and number two, you needed a large amount of capital. You know, a lot of these things where you needed at least 10 grand, that was very low to get started. But now with the invention of the internet, you can actually open these apps on your phone and you can open up an account with as little as $100, $250, and you yourself, the average person, can start to invest with very little capital to get started. Like I said before, you needed a large amount, but now with the internet, they make it so easy. You can do things from your computer. You can even do trades and things from your phone. Okay, so again, this is, you know, this is a dynamic time. You must do your own research. This is not some get-rich-quick scheme where you can flip a $100 account to 20 grand in a month. No, it's not that type of deal. However, you can use leverage in order to generate a lot of capital in relatively, a small amount of time using these certain platforms and different apps and things like that. But the caller was on point. There's a lot of things you can look into when it comes to the stock market, like options, ETFs, which are exchange traded funds. You got mutual funds. You can put money into these indices, which are the major indexes. You got the US 30, you got the Dow Jones, you got the S&P 500, You got the NASDAQ. All these different instruments or funds that you can actually invest in and get some profit over time. But, yeah, that's what we're talking about today, family. We are talking about investments for 2020 and beyond. Again, we are not professional investors. You have to do your own due diligence on, you know, on these platforms and apps and investments. But we just wanted to, you know, change the conversation for the family to kind of see how the world is looking as far as the economic standpoint as we move into this post-COVID world, you know, that we're about to find ourselves in. Okay. So, yeah, hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Y'all want to hit the call lines?
Okay, area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, just real quick, let me, because the caller did talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Now, with Bitcoin, because people have been doubting Bitcoin since the very beginning, everybody says, oh, it's over. People's calling it a scam. But again, Bitcoin has been around since 2008, 2009. It's going on 10 years. And I've highly doubt, very strongly doubt, that this thing is ever going to drop down to zero unless something major, you know, catastrophic happens, which, you know, I don't really foresee, but I don't see this thing dropping down to zero because a lot of people, again, are using it as a store of value. But the call is right. It did start out as a means to transfer funds, large amount of funds, anonymously, peer-to-peer to different people. Say if you wanted to sell something for $1 million, you could use Bitcoin to transfer that money to a buyer or seller, to whoever, anonymously and safely. You know, you could transfer a large amount of money in relatively short amount of time, you know. So I don't see it going to zero. This thing is at $10,000 today. It's very volatile, so that means the price goes up and down, you know, drastically. It goes up and down at a whim. However, it's fairly stable, meaning that it's been staying above $10,000, let's say, for the last few months here. And then again, the all-time high was 20 grand in 2017. So, you know, I don't think this particular crypto, which is Bitcoin, is going anywhere. It is the king of the cryptocurrency, meaning it has the highest market cap. And just to give you a breakdown of the market cap, for the total cryptocurrency market, the market cap is about $338 billion. So that's not even mass adoption. So what they're saying is mass adoption would be at least $1 trillion. So when it gets to $1 trillion, as far as the market cap of the entire crypto market, that means more people are involved in this market. Right. And that means the value and price would go up as more people become involved in the market. So I still think we kind of at the beginning stages, and this community has a lot more growth in it, you know, as we move forward, especially with the dollar being weak and with the fiat currency, you know, with the paper currency probably being wiped out and extinct as we move to the, you know, the technology age. So, you know, just wanted to put that out there. So, yeah, y'all, if you're just joining us, we are talking about investments for 2020 and beyond. hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. All right, y'all. All right.
Area code, let's take a call. Area code 314-616. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hello, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, Carl, thanks for calling.
Can you hear me? Yes, sir. We got you, Carl, loud and clear.
I'm surprised you left out the church, man. You got to give to the church. That's supposed to be your best investment, right?
Not if you want to return.
Hey, that depends on what your church got going. Because let's say if you got a place like, you know, Friendly Temple, you know, here in St. Louis, you know, they putting their money into, you know, to their church, but the church is seeming like they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're building around their community. So I can't knock that.
Right. You can't knock that. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'm just I'm kind of listening in today, trying to get some nuggets from you guys on what to invest in these uncertain times, because I do know that the mortgage crisis is about to change. I'm sure going into 2021, the interest rates are going to be even lower. There's going to be more people out of homes. You know, I don't really know the specifics of it, but I would even say, and I don't know if this is a stock to invest in, but robotic technology. Because we're living in a generation where robots are about to take, you know, a great percentage of our jobs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, because you just real my, quick, because you talked about caller.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say real quick, because you talked about technology. So a nugget for the family, because we know that the world is moving towards technology. That would be one of the indexes for technology is the NASDAQ. You probably heard that, you know, throughout the years on the news, but the NASDAQ is the index for technology and tech stocks. So that would be something to look into invest in now and just let your money sit, and then you can ride the wave as we move, you know, into that technology age. So, yeah, your point.
So my question is also, like, you know, we know that the dollar and the money is not worth anything anymore. And by law, money is only gold and silver. And I know that you always hear about credit. You know, I've been working toward bettering my credit. I'm actually supposed to be linking up with somebody this weekend about credit protection. But if credit is based on land equity, and your ability to gain certain things, how can credit really help you become a purchaser and be an owner? I'm not talking about getting me a new car or a house. I'm talking about actually using my credit as a way to get something that I can invest into myself. Because we all know how the credit thing is. I don't mind giving you know, $100,000 for a house or $40,000 for a car. But if you want $20,000 for a business, then that becomes a problem. You follow what I'm saying? So how can credit, which is based on land equity, how can that be leveraged to put yourself in a position to have access to capital? That's the question I want to ask you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's a great question. And by no means, you know, am I a credit expert. But from my understanding, the credit is what you use for leverage. So you have different credit reporting. So when you have a business account, that's not reported the same as an individual. And you don't have to necessarily have to tie your Social Security number to that particular business account or business credit. You can get a EIN number. You can get an EIN. So you would use the leverage of your business, and there's people who can show you how to do this where you can actually use that leverage from your credit business to get access to capital and get access to funds to scale your business, to grow your business. So that is what, you know, credit is really intended for, even though we know, you know, it's a big game and you have to play the game, but it's intended to be used for leverage so you can access the capital, especially from a business sense, to scale your business.
Am I still on? So I got one real quick thing I want to say. I don't know what it's called, but this loan that they were offering small business owners.
Right, the PPE, PPE loan.
I got a really bad feeling about that. I got a really bad feeling about that. I really, and especially, like, I'm sure they've already calculated how many people are going to take that and buy Jaguars and Rolex and all that kind of crazy stuff. But
right.
I got a real bad feeling that, you know, unless you got a good attorney that looked over the paperwork, that these same people that apply for this loan are going to find themselves upside down. Because I feel like you're moving into this one world order, that those loans are going to be designed for the banks to take over. And that way, only their corporations will be running. So if you're not at, you know, Walmart or Amazon and all that kind of stuff, I really think that those loans are going to be the cheese on the trap in the near future. That's all I have for today, guys.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you. That's a good point, because we do know that, again, the government has been dishing out money. They've been basically printing up money out of thin air. And with the CARES Act and the stimulus checks and everything been going on around COVID, and they've been giving out the PPE loans and, you know, these things to folks. The caller made a good point, because that could possibly come back to haunt a lot of folks if they're not doing the right thing with the money, if they're not using it to generate their business, take care of business things, and so on and so forth. That could be potentially, a liability for folks. But then you got some folks who are doing the right thing. Some folks who are, trying to grow their business. They're taking care of expenses and payroll and things like that. So it just depends on the individual. But, you know, people, you definitely have to be careful when, you're getting funds from the government or these different entities. You want to be careful about getting funds from those folks. So. You know, that's always been my take when dealing with the government. The caller made some good points. You do have to use credit to kind of leverage and generate some funds, unless you just got the money or the cash on hand. But even still, they say if you do have the cash on hand, sometimes you may want to use credit just to play the game and raise your credit score up. You know what I'm saying? And there's several different ways to raise your credit score. I know people, they got commercials. They got people that, help you with your credit score. There's things you can get off your credit report. So there's a lot of different resources out here, family, for those who want to, get their credit score raised and be able to, take out loans or generate some capital to do some other things that's going to generate, you know, some type of income for you. Like I say, we are in some amazing times. We got to take advantage of the opportunities that we got out here and just kind of see the way the world's going. I think personally that we're probably be a cashless society and, you know, maybe 10 years, I could see cash completely going away and everything could just be digital, right? We'll just be moving on digital. You have a card, you know, you'll still be able to use these cards, credit cards, debit cards, prepaid cards, things like that. But most of the money would just be digital, you know. So that's where we at with that.
But another thing too, why you since you said right, really quick, I just want to respond to the caller, because just like what you just talked about, the different resources that it is to help get your credit boosted up, that's another way too that people leverage their credit into revenue. You can actually charge someone to help repair credit by adding them on. They have legal ways to do it. You can check into it. You can add someone on to help boost their credit. And you can actually charge people for that and for a small amount of time, and you can take it off. So there's different ways you can there's a lot of different techniques that you can use to gain capital, such as that. So you just made me remember that when you said that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, you know, also if you don't, you know, people be like, well, how can I don't have the money to invest, or I don't, you know, have the funds just sitting around. I don't have a savings. But we live in a world where we live in what's called the gig economy, right? The gig economy. If you have a full-time job, there are several ways to generate some capital so you can start investing and putting your money in different places so it can grow. Like Uber, right? You can do Uber. They hire you. You can do Uber Eats. You can do what's the one? You could do Airbnb. If you have a place that you have, apartment house or what have you, you can do an Airbnb. You can do Lyft. You can do things online like Fiverr. If you're a writer or a graphic design artist, or you have a type of service that you can provide, you know, you write, you can do voiceovers. There's an app or a website called Fiverr, Fiverr, Fiverr. This website, you can basically market your services out. If you build websites, if you make flyers, graphic designs, you can actually go on there, set up a profile, and charge people for your services, okay? And I know in a lot of big cities they have these scooters that you can pick up that you see downtown people ride. There's a service where you can actually pick up those scooters and charge them up, and they'll pay you to charge them and set them back on the streets. You know, these are just different ways where you can work independently and be a contractor so you can generate some money. Not saying that you got to make it a living or be as a lifestyle, but you can do that for a month or two, 3 months, 6 months in order to generate some extra income on top of what you're doing in order to leverage so you can invest some money. You know what I'm saying? But, again, we're in the gig economy. There's a lot of things out here where you don't have to have a boss per se, where you can work for yourself, be an independent contractor, work for yourself, and generate some money. You know, that's the thing. We got to be. Yeah, go ahead, my brother.
Oh, and I was going to say, and also, I mean, it don't even take a lot to invest. Some people think they need to have, you know, hundreds of dollars to invest. You know, like I brought up earlier about using Cash App when you go into your investments. Mm-hmm. You know, it's things
that's
you
right.
can invest as little as a dollar on stocks just to get your feet wet. You know, so I highly recommend if you have Cash App to use that investment tool. Because like I said earlier, you can scroll on there and go to the bottom of the investing page, and there's information that walks you through what different terms are, stuff like that.
That's
when
right.
it comes to investing. But stocks on there, like I said, you can invest as little as a dollar in. So don't let that screw you away like, oh, my God, I need thousands of dollars to invest. No, you can get your feet wet with just a dollar. And you never know. Just like with Bitcoin, Bitcoin took off years ago. It was just pennies. It was just pennies on the dollar, you know. People didn't have to buy thousands of dollars of this Bitcoin to get ahead. They started out with pennies. So you never know. You may be on Cash App and you find something to stock on there for a dollar. You may invest a dollar into that, and who knows where it may take you, you know, months or a few years down the road. So, yeah, don't
That's
be afraid
right.
to at least just get your feet wet. It don't cost a lot of money to at least get started.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. And, yeah, somebody just made me think about something, too. You know, you can create a YouTube channel to generate some funds, right? So just, you know, the point being that it's a lot of resources and ways to generate some money. And like the brother just said, you don't need a lot of money to invest. And, you know, I can't stress this enough. I'm going to say this one more time, family. Look into Forex trading, the foreign exchange market, because this, in my opinion, is how you can flip fast money, right? This is legal. This is fast money. If you look at the resources and you take time to learn the game and learn investing and learn trading, you can make some good money with Forex trading. And there's hundreds of YouTube channels, hundreds of videos. You just got to find something to your liking, you know, find out what type of trader you are if you want to get into this market, because you have, you know, three different type of traders. You have day traders who basically trade on the daily. They may hold a trade, you know, for an hour to maybe 24 hours. Then you have swing traders. They may hold their trades for a day or two or maybe a week. Then you have investing. Investors typically hold their trades for months and years. Okay, they usually hold their trades for months and years. So you need to see what type of trader you are, what fits your personality, and you can generate a lot of money. But this Forex is the next wave. Again, it's one of the fastest way to flip an account, you know. So that is I would definitely would encourage the family to look into that, because I feel like that is going to be the new wave, and they made it easy for us with the apps and the internet, where we can just get in and you can open up account for as little as $100 on some of the brokers. Okay.
Here's something else, brother Kev.
Yes,
for
sir.
The family out there who work, you know, a 9-to-5, you know, or if you're looking for a job, when you get with your employer, make sure you ask them about, you know, your different 401s, 457s, investments like that, and, you know, be involved. Some employers even have sub companies that can invest for you and, you know, control and monitor of your investments. You don't have to just do it yourself. You know, they have companies
right,
that can
right.
help you.
Yeah.
You know, you take a
right.
portion of your check and you invest. I swear, it's a job. This is something that surprised me. At my job, we have a matching program. And I was shocked by the amount of people who didn't take advantage of even getting involved in the matching program. If you had a job that offers matching, meaning what you put in to your retirement, your employer will match it, you should get involved in that day one. Because they're matching you. That's their money that you're playing with. So definitely take advantage of that. It's, you know, it's free money, basically. If your employer's going to match you, you need to take advantage of that. Don't sit back and just say, hey, you know, I ain't going to invest in it because things going to crash. I don't do that. I don't want to be part
right,
of that.
Right, exactly.
No, get involved
right.
with that. Take advantage of that. If your employer offers it, take advantage of that.
That's
and
right.
Like I say, it's, you can ask the people who are doing the investing to be, you know, be hands-on with it. Ask questions. Call them. Ask them about what are they investing in. Tell them you want to learn more about how to invest in different stocks. You want to be proactive.
That's right.
Or you can just
That's right.
let a management company handle it for you.
Right. That's right. Yep. The choice is yours, family. But like I say, if we look at the world, man, this is one of the biggest wealth transfers in history that we are witnessing now. And depending on, you know, how the political structure go, a lot of people say they're trying to do away with the middle class and so on and so forth, and the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. But if you can position yourself and get the right assets, you know, you can set yourself up and set your family up to be sitting nice, you know, within the next few years. And that's what, you know, that's what type of time we on with everything going on in the world. People trying to figure out how the economy is going to look in the future, how the work environment is going to look. Like we mentioned, automation with a lot of jobs, you know, the robots coming, the AI technology, a lot of things are happening. And this COVID is going to usher in that new world in the next few years. Right. So we may be going into the store and it just may be, you know, AI technology where we just be talking to a robot checking out, you know, and putting our money in a machine and when we out of there, putting our card into a machine and, you know, we out of there. So best believe the world is going to look different. It's just what side of the fence, you know, do you want to be on when it comes to, you know, the economic side, you know, so. Yeah, family, you know, we just want to, like I say, kind of switch it up a little bit and talk about some things that we've personally been involved in and some things that we're looking into as well, you know, to set ourselves up and our family up for this upcoming change in the economic environment. So, yeah, that's where we at. Y'all want to get a call?
Okay. Area code 314-600. Caller, you're on with Connect the Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment? Area code 314-600. Okay, we're just listening.
All right. We're just listening. Let me see. It was something else here that I wanted to go into. Okay, here we go.
Basically, in other words, you want to try to change your state of mind, the way you see things and view things. You know, because like Mufasa was saying, you don't have to be a millionaire. When people think and hear the word investor, they automatically think of briefcase, suit and tie, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to broaden the way that you see things too, so that way, you know, thoughts don't hinder us from, you know, moving forward, and we're not just stuck thinking, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that, because your perception and the way you think, or how you perceive it, you know. So you have to keep yourself open to see it in all kinds of ways. That's why earlier in the show I mentioned that it's really like investing yourself. You can. An investment can just mean that you're putting toward things for, you know, for the future, like you said, that's going to accumulate to something. It's not just standing still and it's stagnant. It's generating. It's a movement, and it's generating financial stability and income.
You can write a
book as an investment. You put it out there and sell it, you know. You can make, you know, it's all kinds of things. I just wanted to throw that out there, too, because sometimes we get so stuck into one way of seeing things, and it stops us from opening our eyes and being able to move forward, because we see other avenues to getting that way. We're not just looking at one way.
Exactly. And, so that's a good point. Because you do have to, you know, they say if you want to change the world, you got to change your mindset. You got to change yourself first, and then the world around you will change. And that's a good point, because, like I said, the floodgates are really open, you know. The floodgates are open thanks to things, again, like the internet, thanks to things like the gig economy, where you can basically, you know, contract your services out and be an independent contractor and make your own money. So the workforce is changing as we speak. Now, I do want to address this as well because, you know, I had mentioned some things about investing and things like that, and somebody accused me of being what they call it, a capitalist or something like that, right? Because, you know, if you listen to the show, you know I'm black first, you know, B1 first and foremost. And I also understand that in a capitalist society, you do need income as a tool. You know, you have to use money as a tool. You need income to survive on a day-to-day. And people, you know, people be talking about, well, the system go crash and this and that. Well, that's not my concern. Until it crashes, we need this bread. You know what I'm saying?
In other words,
until the system crashes,
you need resources.
You need resources, family.
In other words.
So I don't want to get into that, you know, that poverty-conscious mindset where we looking down on money. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get into that mindset to where you got to be, you know, a poor righteous teacher and money is evil and this and that. No, no, no. Money is a tool, and it can be used to fight in this war. Right, we can use money as a tool because the money actually stops us from being victimized, right? Because you don't see a wealthy or, you know, upper middle class black people being shot by the police, right? It's always our brothers and sisters who are doing something from an economic standpoint to survive, and they end up getting shot by the police, just like our brother George Floyd. This man died over a counterfeit $20 bill, right? We got our brother down in Louisiana that was selling CDs. We talking about economics, right? We talking about our brother Eric Garner, who was choked out for allegedly selling loose cigarettes. These are all economic, poverty-driven cases to where people are being killed based on their environment. And we know that this is all by design. You feel what I'm saying? This is why we need an economic base, and as a group of people, we need money to stop the victimization. Okay? If you have money, you're in a better position to get lawyers. You're in a better position to get out of certain elements, out of certain neighborhoods. You have resources to do things, right, to fight the system. You have more, you know, if you have more money, you have more time to possibly homeschool your kids, teach them the things that you want them to learn. So there's a lot of things that we can use money for in order to counter the system. So I just wanted to put that out there because somebody did, you know, I mentioned something about investment, and they was like, well, you know, you talking about money, and this particular company goes to Africa and gets they go to Africa to get their resources, and, you know, they're raping the country and this and that, which, you know, some of that was true. A lot of companies go to Africa to get the resources that we use to charge our phones, and these tech companies use all these minerals and stuff from the continent in order to make their products. And that is true. However, at the same time, if I can invest to generate some capital, that's what I'm going to do. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going to use those funds in order to counter the system as best I can. So I kind of wanted to address that and put that out there as far as how, you know, some people may view money, how some people may look at it. I don't think money is evil. I think it's a tool to be used to generate the best possible, you know, life for you and your family as you see fit. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there, but, so I'm going to ask Rigel and Mufasa, you know, you guys, how do you view, you know, the concept of money when it comes to, you know, being a black person and being conscious, being aware? How do you view money, and how do you think, you know, we can use money to further the movement, so to speak, if that makes sense?
Okay, you go ahead, Mufas.
I'm Brother Mufas.
Okay, well, maybe I'll go ahead.
No, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay,
yeah,
go
we got
ahead.
You now. Yeah, so, of course, I don't have no issues with money, and you said it right. We need it. We definitely
right.
need it right now, so I'm not ashamed to say that. And just like I brought up the story earlier about the families who came together to invest in land. I've said
mm-hmm.
before,
right.
if we're not really focusing on land, we ain't got nothing. You know,
right.
we could get all the money in the world, but if we're taking the money and throwing away and putting it on foolish things, then it does us no good. You know, so
right.
I always say, take your money and, you know, invest it into something solid. And so I thought that was a good move that those 19 families came together and did of getting that land. Because now, and that's what I would love to see more of us do, come together and take our money, however we're doing it, you know,
that's
whatever
right.
we invest it in, but take that money and use it to buy yourself some land. You know,
mm-hmm.
we need a land base. You need a land base to whether to defend, to build upon, to have a tight-knit community, whatever it is. But for us just to be I'm gonna butcher that word up. Frivolously.
Frivolously, right.
Throwing away our money on foolish things is just, you know, it's horrible. It's terrible.
That's
so
right.
Along with learning how to invest in these different stocks, you know, a lot of us need to take some courses in what to do with our money,
right,
so that we're
right.
not blowing it on unnecessary things. You know,
right,
I see
right.
that a lot in our community. I see there's a lot in the black community where we just blow our money, we waste our money on unnecessary things.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I call it, it's the shiny trinkets and things like that. You know. And, you know, with that psychology,
yeah,
you know, we spend money on shiny things, material things in order to impress folks, you know, just to say we got some, you know, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you can use that money because, again, like things like cars, they depreciate as soon as you drive it off the lot. Gold is a good investment. However, if you're not buying the gold right and you're getting all these different gold-plated stuff and gold spray painted on there, you got to have your jewelry game right if you're going to get some gold. You want to get the real stuff that that's going to hold value and not this cheap, you know, mall jewelry that folks used to buy and whatnot. You know, but
buying up these expensive, you know, designer clothes. You know, you see
designer clothes,
a lot of our young youth like to have like the True Religions and stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, a pair of jeans is a pair of jeans. You spending $200-$300 on a pair of jeans, and me spending $25 on a pair of jeans, it's gonna do the same thing. It's gonna keep me clothed. So
right, fact.
You know,
right.
if you don't have enough, if you ain't, you know, got you some property, got you a house, you know, to sit up and spend your money on foolish things like that. If you don't have investment, you know, money into some investment options, then no, I wouldn't be going out spending my money on things like that. You know, be basic. There's nothing wrong with just having, you know, basic clothing. You don't have to get all that name brand stuff. So. Yeah, I would love to see how people do better with that of what we do with our income. You know what I mean?
Right, facts. Yeah. Yeah, or you could, I mean, instead of buying the jeans, you could invest in the jeans, the company that makes the jeans, or in Jordans or in Nikes. You know, you can invest in the Nike. If you got a closet full of Jordans and Nikes, hey, get you some Nike stock. You see what I'm saying? That way it's working for you. They go back to work.
They sell it on Cash App. They sell the Nike stock on Cash App.
There you go. There you go. But they go back to the mindset that Rigel talked about. But I do want to get Rigel's opinion on just money overall and, you know, how some people view money. How do you view money? Is it the root of all evil? Is money a bad thing? Is, you know, talk to us about money real quick.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that it's the well, I'll leave whether or not it's the root of all evil out. But what I will say is the love of it that creates the problem. The love
there you
of
go,
money,
okay.
You know. Uh-huh. So I think it's an unnecessary thing. I think it creates problems. I think it gives us the problems, a lot of the problems that we have in society. Money, but the way that it's used within the system that has been created, it is a part of it. It goes with it. It's a flow. You need it to function within society if that's what you choose to do. But again, that's still a mindset because you can really detach. You don't have to do what the structure of society says to do. You don't have to follow those in,
right.
You know, that pattern. You can do your own thing. So it's the attachment and the love of it. But just overall, I think I see it as a good thing, and it can, you know, be damaging. Too much of anything can be damaging anyway, you know. But I can go in, but I know we don't really have a whole lot of time, but that's really just my overall general feel of money. You know, I think it creates problems. I think it's an unnecessary thing that we have. But since the way that the system is set up, I guess it's helpful for the structure. But we can do without it.
Right.
And I really think we should be doing without it.
Yeah. There's a better system, I believe, that, you know, we can come up with. But, again, until then, you know, we got to deal with what we got. But you made me think about something, too, because for the longest, you know, before I had my own family, I really was very frivolous with money. I didn't respect it. You know, I would get it and just spend it. I didn't really have a plan when it comes to money. I kind of looked at it kind of as a kind of an evil thing. You know what I'm saying? I looked at it as a bad thing because you got a lot of people that hoard money. Right, you got a lot of people that hoard the wealth, and then you got people on the other side of the spectrum that ain't got a dollar in their pocket that's scrambling and trying to get money. So I was, for a long time, looked at money just, it ain't nothing. It's frivolous. It is what it is. It come and go, blah, 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 until I got a family and I started to have kids and I started to see that, hold on, I kind of want to provide a certain type of lifestyle for them. So they don't have to deal with the stuff that comes with lack of money, right? Because there's certain, you know, getting rich is hard, but being poor is even harder. You see what I'm saying? So I kind of changed my mindset over the past few years when my daughters was born and I got a family. Basically, look, there are certain things that I want to provide for them. There are certain things that I want to keep them away from, and having funds, resources, money will allow me to do that. Okay, there's certain things that I don't want them to see, and money will allow me to keep them away from those type of things. So that's kind of been my mindset and how I kind of evolved over the years. But you made me think about that when you were speaking, right? So I just wanted to, you know, share that with the family that I have evolved when it comes to how, you know, I look at money and investing and so on and so forth. And that's really due to my baby girls and to my family. So, you know, just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if I was still single, you know, man, if I was still single, I would just be out here frivolous, probably just living day to day, because I wouldn't really be tripping. But in order to set something up for them, you know, I got to look at things a little different, you know.
Yeah, you got to build the foundation.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, family, we down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I think this has been constructive. Again, family, you got to do your own due diligence. But, again, no more excuses, family. The information, the resources are out there. You know, we should all be trying to improve our lives. You ain't got to, you know, go out and try to be a billionaire, Bill Gates, but you definitely want to be comfortable. And you're always going to have issues, but you don't want money to be one of those issues, or lack of money to be one of those issues, right? You want to be able to do things and kind of move as you see fit, and you see how you should move. You know, if we the gods and the kings and queens, we should reflect that in our accounts and how we move, you know. So I just want to encourage the family to listen to this, do your own research, go out and, you know, try to find a way to get yourself in a comfortable place, right, economically and as far as resources go. So
and
that's
mentally.
My last 2 cents. Yeah, and mentally and spiritually as well, because that all comes with it, you know, mentally and spiritually as well. But, yeah, change your mind, and you'd be surprised how the world will change around you. You know, change how you view things. Positive mental attitude, PMA. I learned that from this kid on YouTube. You want to have a positive mental attitude, and that goes a long way, trust me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, family. Yep, so I'll let y'all get the last words, you feel me?
All right. Well, I'm going to double down myself for, like I said, for anybody out there who is new to investing and don't know a lot about it. Like I say, we brought up several different outlets in this discussion that you could look into. I'm going to double down again on Cash App, and reason being because I know a lot of us use Cash App. And so, yes, if you do have Cash App, if you don't have it, you can just go and download that into your phone. And when you're on the green screen on Cash App, you'll see at the bottom a little squiggly line little icon. All you do is you tap on that, and that'll take you to a page called Investing. Right under Investing, you'll see a tab that says Stocks or Bitcoin. You can slide that back and forth from Bitcoin to stocks. If you're on the stocks, you can scroll all the way down to the bottom, and it'll say My First Stock, Learn More. Hit that and follow through, read up on stocks, get you some information on it. When you get done learning about that, go back up, hit the tab over to Bitcoin, scroll down, and you'll see it says My First Bitcoin, Learn More. And you can read that and get learned up on Bitcoin. So use that for more than just sending money back and forth to each other. Use it to learn about Bitcoin, learn about stocks. You can invest with as little as a dollar to get you started, get your feet wet.
Yeah. And also, too, create things. We are co-creative. Utilize that part of you. Create something. You know, you'll be surprised. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Don't be afraid to do that. You know, you don't have to follow the same trends and the same grid. We are co-creators, and be that. Just create your own thing.
Right.
Create something, you know.
Yeah, share it with the world. People will pay you for it.
Oh, yeah.
I've created several things.
Yeah, so I'd like to thank everybody for calling in and tuning in with us. Again, we will see you or talk to you guys next week, next Sunday at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Like always, if you have any show topic ideas, please feel free to email us at collectiveminds@yahoo.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Peace.
about whether it's old or a new group. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been the keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Collective minds.